Welcome again to A Little Grace to Grow. And today I want to read from Psalms 71, verse 17. The title of the message, or this devotion, is Childhood Memories. The scripture says, O God, Thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared Thy wondrous works. Most of us can look back and hopefully remember some wonderful childhood memories, have wonderful memories. Often, some of the best childhood memories are the simple, unplanned events that take place. Things that stand out to me are my dad playing catch with me or taking me fishing. Those bring back fond memories. Or, with my own children, roasting marshmallows in the fireplace with our girls during a winter storm. That brings back fond memories. I don't know if they remember that. I know they remember it, but I certainly do. When I was a child, my mother made me feel very important through her encouragement. She taught me to pray as a child. She made me feel like I was a Leonardo da Vinci with some of my drawings. This was extremely significant in turning me to the Lord later on in my life. As we raise our children, let's enjoy their company and help them to enjoy our company. Creating good memories does not require a lot of money or detailed planning. Often it is just showing interest in them and what they are doing. This will go a long way in helping us to influence them for Christ. Let's try to show them affirmation often, even when they need correcting. If you did not have a good childhood, well, let that motivate you to help your children have a good one. Don't allow it to be an excuse to give them a bad childhood. Parents, your most important ministry outside of your spouse is your children while they are at home. You will give an account as to how you raised them. Were you a Christian? Were you honest and loving? Was there some consistency in your Christian life and humility when you failed? Did you encourage them to know the Lord and follow Him? Did you make the Bible important in your home? Did you have standards that honored the Lord? Was the Lord's house important to you? They will come to an age and be responsible for their own actions. But may God help us to show them genuine Christian love. One of the best things we can do as parents is love and respect our spouse. This provides a sense of security in the home. You know, read the Bible together, pray together. And certainly go to church together. Teach them how to serve the Lord. Get them involved. I remember taking my girls out on visitation with me. I enjoyed that. Teach them why church is important. Share prayer requests with them. I remember we would spend time reading the Bible around a table in our piano room. We called it the Bible room at that time. And I remember when the girls first got to where they could read, and we'd all alternate scriptures. And if one of the girls read two verses, the other one might get a little upset because she took her verse. I thought that was cute. We were reading the Word. We were trying to have fun with it. The Apostle John said in 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now that's quite a testimony from John, considering all that he had seen, heard, and experienced through the Lord Jesus Christ. But he looks back as an old man and he says, his greatest joy is to see those youngsters following the same Lord that he followed. Your children will remember their childhood just as you do. May the Lord give you wisdom to give them great memories.